Welcome once again to Daily Inspirations. Thank you for calling in today and joining us in looking at the Word of God for some inspiration today. Today we are moving on to Galatians chapter 5. We'll be reading several verses here. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. After Paul has covered the topics of here in the Galatians, he's talked about the promise to Abraham, which was before the law. He's explained the purpose of the law and how it puts us under a curse. He's talked about our liberty in Christ, in which Christ has made us free, and also to not use this liberty as opportunity for the flesh. We've been called to liberty, not to use it as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another, he says. And law and love is the fulfillment of the law. Love fulfills the law. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians 5:14. So, dropping down to verse 16, I'll read 16 through 18 here, and we'll look at them in a little bit of detail. I say then, so after all this, he's now summing it up, and he says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Okay, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, what does that all mean? It doesn't mean that we won't be tempted and that we won't be tried. It says we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Any time that we do the works of the flesh, it is a result of not walking in the Spirit. That's because the flesh and the Spirit are contrary and they oppose each other. That's why we don't always do the things that we wish to do. But, he says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. What leads you today? What, my friend, is leading you and guiding you today? You know, in the Old Testament, they had the law. That was their guide. That was their rule book. And that was what they went by. But it was impossible. It had all these requirements, and yet the law had no power to change their hearts. It had no power to renew their minds. Paul says, in speaking about the law, he calls it a yoke, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. It was an unbearable yoke, impossible, because it did not give the life-changing power to be obedient the way that the Spirit does. So this is exciting, that we can walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit renews our minds, it changes our hearts, and God's grace enables us to walk in the Spirit. The works of the flesh are evident. It says in verse 19, we don't even need to go down the list. We know what they are. When we act out in any of these, it's a result of not being in the Spirit, not walking in the Spirit. When we act out in envy or jealousy, or any of these other named sins here, how often do we find ourselves acting out and making choices based on envy? Because we would like to have what someone else has. We covet. So often we fall short here. But the fruit of the Spirit, he says, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are hidden sometimes and from our eyes. We don't realize that we're lacking. But if we look at this list here and just examine our hearts, do we have, coming out of our heart, the fruit of the Spirit? If we are walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, he says we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, and it won't cause us to walk around with a sad countenance because, oh, we have to deny ourselves, it's just so hard and all of that. But we will have joy. We will have love, joy, and peace if we are walking in the Spirit. And so my challenge or my counsel is if we find ourselves that we don't have these fruits, we need to cry out to God for help. The Spirit can minister to our needs. God knows each one of us. He knows where our hearts are, and so there is no one word for everyone except repent. All of us need to walk in repentance and cry out to God for the Spirit, that we may walk in it. And then if we are led by the Spirit and the Spirit is giving us our direction for the day, all throughout the day, our actions are determined by what God is saying to us through His Word and through and the ministering of the Holy Spirit, then we do not need to look to the law. We don't need to look to counterfeits of the law, any set of rules and regulations which are designed by man to prescribe a formula for godly behavior. These fall far, far short. They cannot give us a renewed mind. They cannot bring about a change of heart. And so they are yokes and they are burdens. And we become entangled in a yoke of bondage. But the Spirit gives life. It breathes life. And so walking in the Spirit is the way. My encouragement is that it is possible. It is available. We need to be real and honest about where we're at sometimes and fall on our face and cry out to God. It is available. It is not God's call for us to be walking about day after day miserable because we have to deny the flesh. He says here, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It's been crucified, and we can have, after that, we can have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, and all the rest of the fruits. And then the last verse here in the chapter, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And so be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. And press on. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.